Blog Talk Radio.
Without a scorecard, go to Amazon, buy 10 books. We're going to do a range of things tonight, and I'm going to make a couple of comments as they flash into my mind. I'm changing my format. Now, what I've done is I've got involved with these tea people, you know, that sip tea all day, you know, that the communists say the Tea Party is dead. They're not dead. They're just taking a nap. And as the subject comes up, I'm starting to read blogs that come back on the subject. It's because a lot of these people, they don't get heard anywhere. So I figured, well, this is one chance for them to also get their thoughts out on radio. And we may be the only radio program left by Red October, because Obama plans to eliminate all conservative talk shows. He's already started. He got Pat Buchanan, he got Glenn Beck, he got Steve Malzberg, and they try about every 6 months to get Rush Limbaugh. They cut Savage's hours down, and then the sad part about Savage is between 6 and 7, at 6:30 NBC comes in and gives 15 minutes of lies, so that totally destroys whatever Savage was doing, because people listening to that news go elsewhere. So one of the topics that is running hot and heavy right now on the internet, and it's, I don't know if it's just breaking or, but I just seen it for the first time. Obama changed his name in Canada. I think we've elected the Scarlet Pimpernel. He's here, he's there, he's everywhere. Unbelievable. So that was the topic, and somebody said that they gave his name. It's got a real big Arab name, and he changed it to Obama, whatever it is, Bin Laden. No, Obama, Barack Hussein Obama. So here's what Clifford wrote on the subject. Cliff, we're giving you your day and your 15 minutes. It should not matter if you're white, black, Chinese, or Indian, or what race you want to call yourself. When I was a child and stood by my school desk in the morning, I recited the Pledge of Allegiance to the United States flag. I looked around the room in my small class, and there were many races of people standing also by their desk and saying the same words I was saying. We are all Americans under one Constitution, under one flag, and under one set of laws that govern us. We are the people, and I hope we are all patriots of our beloved country and flag. As true patriots, we must not allow this farce to continue. We must demand Congress to address the issue and do their job. Sadly, in Brooklyn, which used to be the pride of America, they're told to say the pledge is optional, and the kids that stand up are mocked. And that's where we are today, thanks to the communist takeover of the United States. But I got to tell you, I've got about 314 comments on this one article that came out on the Tea Party. And this guy's name is El Lobo Solo. In all candor, I like the black, sociable, congenial, and Mr. Cool Obama. It's only the white European elite and socialist half of him that I don't like. I like it when he does his Al Green impression, but when he was with Jimmy Fallon the other night, he looked like a stooge. And he was reading off the cue card, and he does better when he reads from left to right. You know, and Arabs read from right to left. You know that, right? The Mormons may claim Christ as their savior. This is from a guy named Dan. I'm not going to give last names. The Mormon may claim Christ as their savior, but they have enough differences from Protestant, Roman Catholic, Greek, and Russian Orthodox. I don't recall exactly what they are, but look into Jesus' divinity, the Trinity, virgin birth, etc. That said, I won't blink an eyelash when I vote for Mitt in November. Anyone who votes for any conservative other than Romney may as well be voting for Obama. Now, I don't get that one. Now, for those who think Romney is not conservative enough, I take a competent, patriotic moderate who understands what it means to be an American over that farce in the White House now. I agree with that. And I got to tell you something. The best pro-Christ ad I ever saw was done by the Mormons. And I don't know if you remember seeing it, but they ran it for like almost a whole year. And they talked about he was this, he was that. And they don't tell you who it is until the end of the sales pitch. And it was very good. It was very touching. So thank you, Mormons. And I love your choir. Especially when they sing patriotic songs. Let's see what this says. And then we're going to jump around to some other. Don 39 wrote in response to Emily, unregistered. I think not. Only that element that has corrupted our national body politic and used every crooked trick in the book to rig the count starting in the primaries. And well, I could say, are you sure that Americans put him in power? Yes, we have a lot of doubts tonight about Barry. Yeah, he definitely isn't Kevin Barry, I could tell you that. Do you know who sent you this? Want My Life Back wrote in response to Thomas Gill. This is such bull. If you truly believe that, I feel sorry for you. They are Republicans and only want to regain their power so they can imitate the Democrats and rob you of your liberties. Sad, absolutely sad. We know that's not true. Listen to Mark Levin tonight. The guys are calling in. They're paying through the nose for college educations, and especially the ones that go into law school. And one guy's got a $220,000 tab. Hey, listen, you know what? I said I wanted to go to college. My folks said, good luck, son. Yeah. My father was living on $67 a week, and the rent was $37. And whatever college was, it was on me. So I went to night school. We can save it. We just have to get the right people in that will not cow down to the liberal establishment. If there is a next president, he had better be strong. This is not a game anymore. We have to make the United States the world leader again. You can't do it without industry, buddy. and that's Skip's art, and he was writing to Butch. So we're going to scan that. We're going to skip Obama changed his name because, man, there's a lot of them. Oh, and here's one about Alan West. We'll do Alan West. He got thrown out of the NAACP because he was getting uppity. I think I remember this. Let's see what it says. Alan West outed from NAACP event over the communist remark, and he didn't even name them. Yeah, Democrats are members of the Communist Party. It is called Congressional Progressive Caucus. His remark sparked outrage among Democamos. Barney Frank said not even Joe McCarthy would have said anything so stupid. Barney Frank. You know, Dodd-Frank? You know those guys? Yeah, Barney Frank. You know about him and his male prostitutes? We won't go into that because this is a kiddie show. Alan West is a patriot. Here's what comes back. Good for him. West is right, as was McCarthy. I say McCarthy only had the wrong list. He didn't update it. Check out the results of this poll. I know it's off topic, but it's encouraging. We shouldn't go to this racist organization anyway. He is much better than they will ever be. I love Alan West. We paid a tribute to him last night. You know, he's the guy that was in Iraq as an officer, and his guys were going into an IED ambush, and they had the guy that knew where the IEDs were, and he wouldn't tell them. So he put a gun next to his head, and he pulled the trigger. And the guy still wouldn't tell him, so then he took the gun and he put it in his testicles. And he says, "You want to tell me anything?" And the guy told him where the IEDs were. So the ACLU and the Pentagon decided to make an example of him. Beware of people who want to make an example of you. Never trust people who want to make an example of you. And make an example of them and see how they like it. Now, here's Grace Polaris. I see her name quite a bit. Grace Polaris. Romney is eligible and Obama is not. I go for that. I'll tell you something. I think Santorum would have grown into the job real quickly and would have done a good job. And I like the fact that he's a big family man, not like John Edwards. So here's a contempt charges for Holder. Here's another one we'll give you. Let's see what this has to say. Contempt charges for Holder. Holder should be tried for Mexican murder. He should be tried down in Mexico City. I'll trade him. I'll trade him for a good gardener. In fact, your members of Congress that tells you go fight. Go fight. And they're saying John Boehner is not doing his job. He's a mama's boy. If he was Italian, his name would be Luke. Mama Luke. Let's see. I should open this up. And then we're going to do a tune. Comanche Shaman commented on this blog post. Let's see what a Comanche Shaman has to say. Sellout continues. Rubio huddles with Gutierrez, other Dems on Dream Act alternative. Been trying to tell you, Rubio is the same as Sotomayor and Louis Gutierrez and Grevalia. All Atzlan, all members of Naleo and La Raza. So, I got to tell you something. I was really up on Mark Rubio. I was rooting for him. I was hoping he would change his mind and join Romney as vice president. And then I saw his opening speech the other day, where he paid a tribute to Joe Liebowitz, and Joe Liebowitz Lieberman voted to burn the flag 40 days before 9/11, and Joe Liebowitz Lieberman votes to kill kids, full term, partial birth abortion, and then he throws on a yarmulke for the Jewish vote, claiming he's Orthodox Jewish. Orthodox Jewish people are down with the Christians promoting a pro-life. Joe Liebowitz is a hypocrite. And both parties give him a pass. Nobody ever holds him accountable. So when I heard Rubio say that, I turned off the TV. and I turned Rubio out from my heart. This guy, Gravaglia, is a flag burner and a baby killer. And there's another one there, Menendez from New Jersey. He's a rat. He's just a plain rat. There, you look up rat in the dictionary, and his picture is there. So let me give you a tune, and we'll look for more things to excite you with. Ooh, what happened here? Don't tell me I lost my show. What am I going to do? Doctor, let's see. This is terrible. I thought I had it all set up, but I guess I didn't. Let's see what we got here. Bear with me. We'll read you some more, and then I'll find the tune to play. Everything is coming in on Obama changed his name. Obama changed his name in Canada. Oh, we don't know anything about this guy. Absolutely nothing. Here's Joseph Volpendesta. We're talking about Rubio. I'm disappointed. I'm heartbroken on Rubio. I am pro-Latino. I know 14 guys named Gomez who all died in Iraq and in Afghanistan. They served their country, and they're all in the Marine Corps. Unbelievable. So Joseph Volpendesta commented on David Charles, a sellout, continues, Rubio huddles with Guterres. As a resident of Illinois, the very fact that Rubio is wheeling and dealing with an odious little weasel like little Louis Guterres is a red flag about 10 feet square. Guterres is another one who has contributed greatly to the rancid stench called Chicago and Illinois politics. I am afraid of Chicago and Illinois politics. They are too powerful. And one of the things that I constantly mention is the fact that this government could easily be cut in half. And beware of the guys that say send it all back to the states. The states also need to be easily cut in half. And you are entitled to a refund from the crap that you have been getting. Here's a little Cal Jada. Thank you. introduced by a guy named Benny Goodman during World War II. Of all the girls I've known, and I've known some. Before I met you, I was lonesome. And I guess it's Jewish. It's either Hebrew or German. I'm not sure. It's probably Hebrew. By Mir Bistu Shane. So, and when you came in sight, my heart grew light. Oh, the feeling you gave to me. We have a bulletin from the Tea Party. They're just transferring some information that they picked up in the New York Post. And the article is by a guy named Benjamin Sasse and Charles Hurt. And they report that the White House is playing politics with Medicare. Obama guts Medicare Advantage, the popular market-based program to get Medicare coverage. And it is very popular. The program had 5.3 million enrollees in 2003, now has 12 million. And that includes more than one in three Medicare recipients in California and New York. Suffice to say, many of those in the Medicare Advantage program would not be happy to find out about any changes to their Medicare plan before Election Day. Contain your surprise, but Sasse and Hurt report the White House is engaged in a very dubious tactic to make sure that doesn't happen. Nothing is more politically volatile than monkeying with the health insurance of seniors. We aren't too keen on confusing upheavals in their health care and are the most diligent voters in the land. This could make the Tea Party look like a Tea Party. Making matters even more politically dangerous for Obama is that open enrollment begins October 15th. That's Red October. Less than 3 weeks before voters go to the polls. It's hard to imagine a bigger electoral disaster for a president than seniors in crucial states like Florida, Pennsylvania, and Ohio. Come on, Ohio, we got to get rid of this guy. Discovering that he's taken away their beloved Medicare Advantage just weeks before an election. This political ticking a time bomb could become the biggest October surprise in U.S. political history. But the administration has devised a way to postpone the pain one more year, getting Obama past his last election. It plans to spend $8 billion to temporarily restore Medicaid Advantage funds so that seniors in key markets don't lose their trusted insurance program in the middle of Obama's re-election a bid. Wait till you see all the blogs on that one tomorrow. So I just thought I'd give you a little note on how tricky the Communist Party is. Unbelievable. Let's see if there's anybody that has any comments. Let's see. Everybody's upset about him changing his name in Canada. For whatever that's worth. And why should we care? You know, when the Democrats get caught lying and they're painted into a corner, you know, what their final plea is? So what? That's their final statement. Do you have any other final statements? So what? Here's another one. I'm disappointed in Rubio. My heart is broken. He was my boy. I thought he was going to rally the Latinos around the Tea Party. And Linda Rund commented, and she said, "Goodbye, Rubio, you're out." What a jerk. He had everybody eating out of his hand, and he hit himself in the head with the hammer and the sickle. Here's one. This one you're going to love. Oh, this one is a little sickening. This is one of those sick sex articles. President Obama, the American Civil Liberties Union, that's the ACLU, isn't it? And liberal members of Congress have united to advance a new component of the pro-homosexual agenda that will impact every public school student in America. Friends, get your kids out of communist cucumber schools. They're being taught to hate you. They're being taught to hate their country. They're being taught to hate any God that's available except the one that cuts your throat. Yeah. And get your kids out. You want to save your kids? future, get them out of communist cucumber school. These are all becoming Russian state schools, and the end result is going to be early drug use, early sexual promiscuity, and lost souls. I know somebody who lives in Florida and has two girls, and he was up to see us in New York, and he commented that private Catholic school is very expensive. And he said, I drive my kids to a Catholic school 40 miles away from my home every day and pick them up. And I'm working a second job just so they don't have to go to the murd that's being taught and listen to the murd that's being taught in communist cucumber schools. Get your kids out of public schools. And when enough families have their kids out of public schools, then you can sue the government for compensation that you're not being taken care of, and you want to check so that you can select the education of your child. And that'll put an end to all these teachers' unions and all this communist indoctrination that's taken place. And maybe in the school that you put them, the whole class will stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I would rather go, as a Catholic, I would be happier in a yeshiva than in a public school. And there's nothing wrong with yeshivas. I would come out with a better education. And I'd have a Yiddish cup. Let me give you a tune and we'll come back. Stand by. There's champagne coming. Let's see what we got here. No, that's not it. We missed it again. Let's see what we can do here. You're making it hard on me, guys. Here we go. Blog Talk Studio. Yay! I'm finally back. Sorry about that, folks. I have this computer that doesn't like me. What kind of tune would you like to hear? Would you like to hear a tribute to... would you like... I'd have to cut that one short. I don't like to do four-minute tunes. Oh, here's one. We'll cheer you up. Make you feel religious. Hang in. It's only a minute. You don't have to go to church Sunday. Isn't that great? I saved you. They're trying to screw the oil riggers again. They're always going after big oil. Oh, and you heard that jerk that talked about crucifying the oil companies? He was going to crucify them. You see him? You get a look at him? The guy never picked up a rock. He never picked up a rock to build a fence in his life. The guy never worked a day in his life, but he knows how to take down big oil. So just because of that, we're going to play Black Gold.
Mm-hmm. Marina man, set me free. Free from black gold, our love never can be. Once we lived in a shack drilled for oil, precious black gold. And this girl loved me back, loved me more, more than black gold.
Guy wanted to crucify. He said he wanted to follow the Roman example of crucifixion. Well, how about if we crucify you? And you could tell us what it's like. Here's a blog from somebody that says, all you have to do is look across the pond. They have picked them all years before elections. Wake up, people. It is not about Republicans or Democrats. It's about the puppet masters. I got to tell you, everybody's looking for the independent vote to go into their camp. If I was an independent looking to go into somebody's camp, I'd go to the Tea Party. The Tea Party is the difference, because there is no difference between Democrat and Republican. This is not a race. I'm so tired of hearing Romney won 5 states. He beat Romney, Romney, and Romney. Come on. You know, and Fox is also telling us the same thing. Oh, we had a big landslide. A big landslide. What, one rock? Yeah, one rock down a slight incline. I spent 24, here's a guy named Cemetery. I spent 24 years in the United States Army, and I never considered myself a racist till now. I despise Obama and everything he represents. It's because they're playing the race card, and you know all the big guns are starting to come out now. You see Jesse Jackson. Jesse Jackson's going after 6 cops that tasered a guy, and he wants the cops tried for murder. Now, why is Jesse Jackson out? Because he's been called out. He's been called out by the massa. And why is Chuck Schumer now coming out? Because he's been called out. It's his time. It's his turn to hurt somebody. That's how the Democrats do it. They stay in the background until it's time to go on stage, and then they come out and hurt somebody. And this Occupy Wall Street crowd, definitely all communist. If anybody wasn't around during the Vietnam era and wants to see what the Vietnam anti-war slime looked like, that's them. And they're never anti-war. Don't buy that story. It's not anti-war. It's anti-win. Their motto is any country but the one that we're trashing. And here's a guy named Butch, and he says it is what his puppet master wants him to do. This guy will never be vetted by the mainstream liberal media because Soros owns them also, if you dig deep enough. What difference does it make? Obama is doing what he set out to do, and that is to bring capitalism and the Constitution to its knees. He may or may not be a legal president. He is accomplishing what he set out to do, and there are many so-called Americans who agree with him. Just because there's no draft, I say there's still draft dodges. Capiche? Let's see what this guy says. So this is what we're doing tonight. We're reading blogs. Letters from the front. I voted for the old guy and the good-looking chick. That's a good one, right? Isn't that a good one? Yeah, that's a guy with a sense of humor, right? But he knows how to carry a rifle, I'll bet. He is not solely responsible. Read your history from long ago. Well, he said what he was when he wasn't controlled by teleprompters. If the half of the Americans who were the idiots who voted for him would have listened, now we're in the mess that he is solely responsible for. You know what? If you just got rid of Obama, it wouldn't be enough. You got to get rid of all the eggs that helped him hatch. And there's a lot of them. You got to destroy the party of death. And take the cue from my book, The Spirit of America Party. I've got 48 senators who, 40 days before 9/11, voted to burn the flag of the United States, the flag that drapes 4,500 Americans who died in Iraq, the flag that drapes 461 Americans who died in Afghanistan under Bush, and the 2,000 who died under Obama in Afghanistan, and the press won't tell you about it. But if Bush spilled his orange juice in the morning, it would be headlines. Bush writes, Alexei, it is people like you who want our great country to fail. Keep your fingers crossed that he is not reelected. So it looks like there's a gathering taking place. Yes, and I just hope they don't know how many wigwams we got. I hope Custer doesn't know how many wigwams we got. Anytime you have a man with the name Hussein in it, all kinds of red flags should be waving in our faces. This finding is enough information to remove him from the White House. Congress, remove him. Do it now. That's a lady named Joyce. Joyce, you've been heard. Let's see what else we got. And this is all just from the one topic, Obama changed his name in Canada. I didn't even know he was in Canada. Barack Manua Ubad sounds about right to me. And this summer's short and sweet. Let's see what else we got. This is Patriot Update. Obama changed his name. Here's one. This will get you going. This will get you going, you little savers, you. Fed's eye retirement. I knew this was coming. That's why people are buying gold. But I tell you, it's hard to sleep on the mattress. The dollars are softer. Uncle Sam, in a desperate attempt to fix its $16 trillion-plus deficit, is leering over Americans' retirement nest egg as its new bailout fund. I said they have a Garmin on your 401k, and you track it all day, make sure it's still there. Capitol Hill politicians, half, cut it in half. They have too much to do. They're all running around looking to pass another law to put their name on it and to have and buy a building with their name on it with your tax money. Cut the Congress and the Senate. Cut the government in half and then do the same on the state and local level. Capitol Hill politicians are assessing tax changes that could let the Internal Revenue Service lay claim to a portion of the $18 trillion sitting in 401ks and other tax breaks used by the middle-class workers, including cutting the mortgage tax deduction. They really helped the housing business, didn't they? I got to tell you something. As a know-nothing, in 1 year, I could cure the housing problem. Everybody would have to sit down and work it out, but it would be done. a commission looking for ways to close the deficit and noting the extent of 401k tax breaks recommends an examination of the system as one way to prevent government bankruptcy. These guys are spending like there's no tomorrow. In New York, they just convicted a New York State senator for embezzling $500,000, buying a $1.5 million mansion for his lover, his male lover, and his male lover's mother. And they went out and bought a Bentley. And, of course, nobody paid any attention to it, right? Now he's apologizing. He's doing 7 years in jail, and his lover's doing two. Yeah, this is what we have. This is what we have running the country. A private leaks 80,000 memos, and he wants mercy. A private leaks 80,000 memos from the Department of Defense. And where's the Department of Defense? It's unbelievable. Besides 401ks, other possibilities include the mortgage, interest deduction on second homes, as well as benefits from employer-provided health insurance, which are untaxed now. These people, that's all they do is, if tomorrow somebody invented a French fry that was seven-sided, they would have the seven-sided French fry tax. Oh, man, we're in trouble. Under current 401k rules, total employee-employer contributions can exceed $50,000. In the proposed rule change, employer-employee contributions would be limited to 20% of the employee's compensation with a maximum of $20,000, the so-called 2020 proposal. Another proposal being discussed in Congress says all tax deductions on 401ks and IRAs will be replaced with an 18% credit. The credit, according to a proposal that has been endorsed by economists, and we're all going to have to drive electric cars, and the government will tell you, will work out the financing arrangements. How do you like what they did to General Motors? Huh? They robbed the stockholders. They closed the dealerships and put guys out of work. They said they were tightening their belt. They screwed the bondholders. And then the government came in and paid bonuses to the union guys, and General Motors turned around and announced that this week they're going to start building General Motors cars, including the Cadillac, in China. How's that? Now, if I was a stockholder who got stiffed, I'd get together with the other stockholders who got stiffed, and the next time they announced they have a $1.3 billion profit, I would go there with everybody that got stiffed and demand your money. And I would definitely bring a lawsuit because they're not bankrupt now and it's time to pay back the people they screwed. Just as a small guy in a parts store is selling paint equipment, a guy beat me for $600, filed bankruptcy, and then about 2 years later, he came in to cash a check to buy some stuff, and said, when you get the cash, I'll pick up the difference. And I pulled out his old bill, and when he came back in, I said, here's your money. He says, you're $600 short. I says, well, here's your bill. It's paid. He goes, you can't do that. I was bankrupt. I says, you're not bankrupt now. And that's what you got to do, Mr. Stockholder who got stiffed. You got to play with the big boys. So hang in there, and we'll find you a tune to build a dream on. Let's see what we got here. Here we go again, looking for this. They take it away from you all the time. One day I'll have this all figured out. It is really sad, isn't it? Where everybody is stealing. And, you know, when that goes back, I got to tell you when stealing began. Now, when I was growing up, 90% of the people in this country were honest as the day is long. Do you know, they didn't know what credit cards were. They used to say, why should I buy something on credit if I can't afford it? I don't want it. And that was their philosophy coming off of the Depression. Drugs is what turned everybody into thieves. You have to steal for drugs. You can't survive without stealing for drugs. And you can get drugs delivered to any Wall Street office. You can get that cocaine delivery at lunchtime. Let's begin to begin. On communism, and was hoping that one of the real experts on communism would call in, but we didn't hear from him. But we may hear from him in the next day or two. And whatever he says, I'll pass on to you. The guy's name is Jimmy from Brooklyn, and he's been studying communism since Joe Stalin wore knickers. But I wanted to know how many European countries, what percentage of politicians in European countries are communist. And I came up with Italy's 25%, Spain is 25%, UK is 26%. And I remember speaking to a guy in Iraq when we were just getting started there, and he told me the third largest party was the Communist Party in Iraq. So don't underestimate the communists. And I wouldn't be surprised if it's bigger here. Anyway, they're talking about Eric Holder running guns. And I wondered how many communists are in Mexico. And Hugo Chavez has a lot of influence in Mexico. He spends a lot of money there to indoctrinate people into the communist way of seizing oil wells. For Hugo, you see, no matter what party you belong to, the guy on top is always the guy in control. And Hugo Chavez, he's not a poor communist. So they somebody did this the cover up of Eric Holder covering up his mistakes with running guns into Mexico, and he's responsible for the death of 40,000 Mexicans, 2,200 guns, automatic weapons. And last night we were reading an article where grenades and rocket launches were going in there, and stolen American trucks. And it's a big problem. And Eric Holder is bypassing, with the help of the media, his responsibility. So this is a couple of the comments that came from people who were concerned about the article that was up on the Tea Party showing Eric Holder as a gun runner. Obama will throw Holder under the bus if things get too messy for Obama. You've heard the saying, they all look alike. Well, they all talk alike, lie alike. In fact, you can put them all in a sack and they will all fall out all alike. This administration has lied more than all the past of America's administrations. This is by Stan Boy. If this was not such a sad state of affairs, it would make for a good funny papers. And to think there are so many people in America actually like this den of thieves. Stay locked and loaded, guys. Every time you see something where the government is taking away another freedom, go out and buy another gun. That's my opinion. And girls, you should all be taking rifle range practice, pistol range practice. You should all be taking NRA instructions for two reasons. One, you don't have to have a big Clint Eastwood weapon. You can have a nice little compact the size of your makeup kit. And when somebody assaults you, you can change their mind at least six times, unless you got a nine-shot weapon. Remember, folks, Obama was raised a Muslim from his stepfather, and Holder's parents come from the Middle East. So both are Muslim, both of Muslim descent. I didn't know Holder's parents came from the Middle East, which means both are working to kill America. Howdy, this is a guy named Jim. As I have said to untold numbers of people, nothing is going to be done over this planned operation Fast and Furious that backfired on all these communist sons of bitches. If anything it is to be done, it is going to have to be done by we the people. All these communist demo rats and socialist rhinos are in this together. They do. I got to tell you, I was very disappointed when Clinton, who was caught taking bribes, was under investigation by Louis Free, I think it was, and then he turned it over to Mary Jo White, and Mary Jo White retired 2 weeks later. And then it never happened. Nothing ever came of it. It was really sad. And I remember Rudy Giuliani is the guy who convicted Mark Rich. And if I was Rudy Giuliani, man, I'd be fuming that Clinton gave him a pardon. I would be burned. And when Bush came into power, he gave Clinton a pass. And it broke my heart that I seen these two guys. They were chummy. They were comparing library notes. How are you going to build your library? What does your library look like? And that's when Bush broke my heart. He was too close to Clinton, and to this day they're close. So we can't let that happen anymore. We got to get somebody in there that's a maverick, a real maverick, somebody that owes nobody. That's why I like Santorum, because he owed nobody. We're coming down to 4 minutes left in the show. And let me see if I can find you a nice tune. Yeah, let's do this one. Let's hope this is Obama's song.
There may be trouble ahead, but while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Before the fiddlers have fled, before they ask us to pay the bill, and while we still have the chance, let's face the music and dance. Soon we'll be without the moon, humming a different tune, and then there may be teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Let's face the music and dance. The moon humming a different tune, and then there may be teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Let's face the music and dance.
Okay, so we got a minute and 49, 48, 47 seconds left, and I just, a word to the wise, if you're standing in line at the airport and you're complaining about having to take your shoes off, just look around you and make sure there's nobody else standing in line that's missing two legs, who paid your dues so you could bitch. Be aware of the people around you. We're out. We're on our way.
Loudly the note of the trumpet is sounding, loudly the war cries arise on the gale. The speed by Locke's will is bounding to join the six squadrons on seven bells. On every mountain near, strangers to flight or fear, rise to the standard of dauntless red hue. On up then gallant lads, wrong from each mountain pass, onward for Erin or Donaghue. Princely O'Neill to Warren is advancing with many a chieftain and warrior clan. A thousand proud steeds in his vanguard prancing beat the borders brave from the banks of the Van. Many a hatch of quail under its cord of mail, deeply the merciless foe man shall rue. When on his ear shall ring, born on the breeze's wing, if on earth red war cry, O'Donaghue. While the Lord Desmond, the war wolf is howling, fearless the eagle sweeps over the plain. The fox in the streets of the city are prowling, and all which care them are banished as slain. On with O'Donnell then, fight the old fight again. Sons of Tyrconnell are valiant and true. Make the proud Saxon feel errands of vengeance steal. Strike fire, country of Donald O'Boo.